Let's bring in Texas Republican Congressman Ron Paul joining us from Washington. Congressman, always a pleasure to have you with us. I know you oppose this deal, this health care reform bill. We're assuming that it is going to pass. By all, the vote count looks like it is there. Could you tell us what is your biggest single objection to this health care bill?
Well, there's too many. It's just wrong policy. It's bad economic policy, it's bad moral policy, and it's bad constitutional law. But the process is just outrageous. I mean, we're voting on a rule and we're going to pass a bill, and then the bill will be doctored up a little bit after it. But this idea of an executive order amending a bill just is such an outrage. I mean, the process on the floor is an outrage. At least they're talking about the outrage. But to think that we've gotten to the point where we allow our presidents just to write an executive order is the law of the land. There's nothing conceivable about that being constitutional.
You mentioned some moral problems that you have with this. You talked about the legal problems, political problems, financial problems, all the rest of it. Okay, spell out the moral problem that you have with health care reform.
Well, we've been involved in medical care for more than 50 years, which I object to because it's created this monster, managed care. But all this intervention by Republicans and Democrats is based on the assumption that the people have a right to medical care. And you don't have a right to medical care. You have a right to your life, you have a right to your liberty, and you have a right to take care of yourself. But anyway, any time a government tries to give you a service or something of substance, they have to steal it from somebody else. So the whole process is immoral because it's based on government theft. That's why they're hiring 16,000 more new IRS agents. So because they have to steal more money.
Okay, when we passed it today, and I believe it will pass, looks like the votes are there. What does it take to repeal it or roll it back? Surely it would take 60 Senate Republican votes, a Republican in the White House, and a very significant Republican majority in the House. And that, sir, looks like an awful long way off.
No, the bankruptcy of this country is going to repeal it because we march onward, whether it's the endless spending overseas or the endless spending on welfare. No concern about the deficit. The national debt is going up $2 trillion this year, and nobody takes any concern. They don't realize how serious this is, or they're oblivious to the seriousness of our economic crisis. We're not getting out of this crisis. We're just on the verge of getting into a much deeper one, and this will precipitate that, and so it will be the bankruptcy of the country. And it will be defined by the destruction of the dollar, and government won't be able to pay anything out. This is why the people are so upset, is because even the liberals realize that government can't deliver the goods anymore.
We've talked about this before, and I've asked your time horizon on this economic catastrophe, the point at which the markets bring us all up short and stop this spending and debt accumulation. Your time frame, last time we talked, was over the horizon. It was 2 or 3 years away. Have you brought it up closer because of health care reform passage?
Well, tonight when this passes will be a major step closer to it. But the events are predictable that are coming, just like the financial crisis was predictable, but nobody knew that it was in September 08 that was going to hit us, or that the NASDAQ bubble was going to crash in March of 2000. We don't know those days, but we do know events will come, and we have embarked on a course that is unsustainable. You cannot spend this kind of money, borrow this money, and create new credit to finance this debt. It will end, and it will end badly, and it will hurt the people that many people are very seriously trying to help the people who are suffering and helping with medical care, but they're doing exactly the wrong thing. Medical care will get worse, and this country will go into bankruptcy.
The executive order which the president will issue on the subject of abortion, that's not, is it unconstitutional in some way? Can that be repealed, rejected?
No, not under today's circumstances. They've been doing this. You know, stroke with a pen, law of the land, kind of cool. They've been doing it for a long, long time. But you know, this whole idea and argument over abortion is not in reality a sincere argument. It's sincere, but it doesn't accomplish anything. The Hyde Amendment really doesn't accomplish anything, because we would deny funds going to pregnancy centers and say, don't use any money, you know, for abortion. But all funds are fungible. So this idea that we say don't use any money, federal money pours into hospitals, into clinics. If they do, they just shift it around. This idea of fungibility is so clear that this whole argument on the abortion issue is really not touching the right point, and that is, why is the government involved in delivering health care? Why is the government involved in pretending that this is a viable way of delivering anything? Central economic planning, if anything the 20th century proved, central economic planning fails. Every country in the world today is on the verge of bankruptcy. People brag about other countries having cheaper medical care and all, but every country in the world is technically bankrupt, and we're marching onto a really worldwide economic catastrophe if we're not careful.
So another dark day for America. Congressman Ron Paul telling it how he sees it. We appreciate you being with us again, sir. Good to have you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.